Debugging and error handling in SSIS. This video is about event handlers and using event handlers in SSIS and control flow task. This is one of SSIS 2012 integration services video from Red Hat webcast series. And I'm Reza Red, SQL Server MVP author and trainer. Event handlers, for using event handlers, you can create an event handler on any of executable objects. If you have a look on SSIS package consists multiple executables. These executables can be a task, a container, or a package itself. So any of these objects exist in a hierarchy. Like for example, in this hierarchy we have a package, and that under that package there's a container, under that container there are multiple tasks. So you can define an event handler on any of these actually containers, tasks, or objects as executable object. And there are a list of events. For example, there is the on-pre-execute event, on-post-execute, on-validation, on-error, on-warning, that you can define any of these event handlers with different configuration. Inside each event handler, you can create, it's look like a control flow design environment, so you can add as many as tasks you want and define precedence constraint between tasks. There are some kind of variables which are quite helpful, especially in unerror event handler. For example, error code and error description. These are system variables that exist in unerror event handler, and these are quite useful, especially when you want to do logging and error handling. There is also another variable, which is source name. Source name will fetch the tasks or container or package which was the source of that event. For example, there is a data flow task that was the source of failure. So an error, when you are an error event handler, you get the source name variable, and that source name variable will be that data flow task that caused this failure. When you work with events, there's an event hierarchy that you should be careful about. That event hierarchy is working with the object hierarchy. As you know, as I explained, there is a hierarchy of objects like package, container, multiple containers, a container under that container, and then multiple tasks. When you define an event, especially for specific events like, for example, on pre-execute and post-execute, when you define an event on the package, on the task itself, this will arise only when the task caused that event. But if you define the event on a parent, like a parent container or the package itself, this will cause the event will be handled on the package and on the container and on the parent actually, and on objects under that parent as well. I'll show you as a demo with this. Okay, for the demo I will show you first how to work with event handler and error event handler, and then event hierarchies. If you have a look at this package, this package is a very simple package that has same insert customer execute SQL task that we used for our previous videos, and it has a very simple command which is insert into customer with a customer key value, and because that record exists, this will cause failure, and we want to actually check why that failure, check that failure and get the error message of that failure. So I just execute that. Before executing that, I just truncate the log and then I execute this. As you can see, this actually caused failure, And we can actually have a look on the failure reason in the progress tab, but consider that this package deployed, for example, if you deploy that to the production, then in the production environment, you won't have this information usually and easily. So what we can do is to create an event handler on that. So I'm going to the event handler tab. Here, as you can see, there's an executable drop-down box. That drop-down box contains list of executable, which is the package name itself. Under that package, there is only one executable task, which is insert customer. And it has no event handler. So I just choose insert customer, or I can even choose package. I just choose package. And then, as you can see here, I see list of events. Any of these events I want, I just click on that event. And this will show me the event handler of that. For example, I go to the on error. As you can see, there is nothing on this on error. And I click here on this link to create an error event handler. When I create that on error event handler, the empty space here is just the control flow. So I can add any of these things here and do precedence constraint between those and that sort of thing. So I just bring an execute SQL task and name this as error log. Here I want to log my error to a error log table. So I just type in my log statement, insert into error log. And I want the package name to be logged, task name, task that caused this, date, time, error code, and error message. I want all of this to be logged, and the values, for the values, I get the package name from system variables, I get the task name from system variables, the date, time, I use just get date for that. And I get error code and error message as system variables as well. So then I go to the parameter mapping tab, and here I add those system variables. And the first variable is package name, which is of type varchar, and parameter name 0. The second one I choose is the source name. I use source name for this actually fetching the source, because if I use the task name would be name of the current task, which is error log. But that error log doesn't mean sense for me, because I should get the task name that caused that problem, which was insert customer execute SQL task. So I use source name for that. That's different between source name and task name value. So I choose varchar. And then two other variables which are specific for an error event handler, which is error code and error description. So that's it. Now we have our an error log actually set up in the an error event handler. So I just go back to the control flow and I execute the task. As you can see, the task again failed. But if I go to the event handler, here it shows that event handler raised, that event raised and event handler executed. So if I go to my log, this shows me the exact error message that happened. It was in the package one, which was name of package, in the insert customer task, and the error was that violation of primary key, because the customer key is already exist and this is duplicate. So this is quite handy and useful to get this kind of messaging with just using error code and error description system variables. And always remember that use source name to fetch the source task or source executable rather than task name. The other things that is important about the events is the event hierarchy that I've talked about. For example, if you have a look on this package, in this simple package, we have a sequence container. Inside that sequence container, we have execute SQL task. That execute SQL task is just counting number of records. It's just doing something which is not important. And then in the event handlers part, we have an pre-execute event set on the package itself, an event hierarchy, which is name of the package. So for example, if I go to the count customer, which is, or execute SQL task, there is no unpre-execute. Or if I go in sequence container, there is no unpre-execute. So there is only one pre-execute on event hierarchy. So if I go to control back, control flow and execute that, before that I just truncate this log. Okay, if I just execute this package, you can see that package executed an event handler as well. But if I select data from my log table, it look a little bit different. And the reason is that, and here actually you see three records. Each of these records are for different executable. The first one is for count customer, which was, or execute SQL task. The second one is sequence container, which is, or container. And the third one is actually the package name. So these are actually, this is showing that if you define an event on the parent, this will rise even on the child objects of that parent if those child objects doesn't have their own event handlers. And that is the event hierarchy that you should be careful about. Okay, so so that was the sample, and you've seen a source name and error description. So in this quick video, we had a look on event handlers, how to use event handlers to do a kind of set of objects and tasks and operations to be developed on a specific event. There are some variables like an error and error code, error description, source error code and error description on an error event handler, and source name is quite useful to be used to get the source executable of that event, that drives that event. And always be careful about the event hierarchy.